From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. Missouri's meth problem is no secret. The state still leads the country in annual number of meth lab seizures. What's more, Missouri has no statewide regulation on cleaning up meth labs beyond the busts. KBIA's Olga Krustolova looks at the only Missouri counties that do have these regulations. Here's her report.
On AMC's Breaking Bad, two meth cooks prepare a batch in a trailer in the desert or a dirty and abandoned house. But this image of secrecy and seclusion isn't always true. Timothy Sigmund, a real estate attorney from Jefferson City, says in many cases labs are discovered in less expected places.
Most people think that it's limited to the house or the trailer out in the woods, kind of hidden away and nobody knows about it. And so it's a particular type of property, but that's really not the case. I mean, people, apartment buildings, nicer homes, it can be happening in many different places.
Jefferson County near St. Louis has the second most meth lab busts in the country in the past 8 years. Almost 500 labs were busted each year between 2004 and 2012, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Register. What happens to the property where the lab was that's now contaminated by chemicals? All current regulations regarding contaminated property are voluntary. There are no state or federal regulations. Jefferson and St. Charles are the only two counties in the state that have introduced special regulations that call for a quarantine of the property after a meth lab discovery and before its decontamination. Decontamination can cost up to $100,000. Once police are done with a lab, a landowner gets a notice of violation. He or she has to decontaminate the property within 20 days. Art Genasi is the director of neighborhood preservation in St. Charles County.
The property remains condemned over a period of 1 year. They have 1 year to bring the property into compliance with county ordinances. If it does not, then we could proceed with demolition proceedings.
Christy Baylor from Jefferson County Department of Building Inspection says these regulations were created because people have bought houses not knowing that they were contaminated with meth. Buyers can take the case to court because the landowners have to disclose the fact that the property was condemned if they knew about it. But Sigmund, the real estate attorney, says it's hard to prove.
And really, the burden is on the buyer or the tenant to prove that they didn't know or that the evidence shows that they had to know.
But even if the landowner knew, there is no guarantee for compensation because there is no set penalty for not disclosing, and it's hard to prove the damages. It takes time for the chemicals to affect people's health. Missouri State Representative Jeff Rorda from Jefferson County says that the county regulations are not a good enough measure to address the state issue. But he agrees that he wouldn't want his children to live in such a house.
There's dangerous chemicals. They are not easily mitigated. They are trapped in the house.
Short-term health consequences of living in a meth house can include migraines, respiratory difficulties, and skin irritation. Toxicological Sciences study says that in the long run, it can even cause cancer. Olga Krustolova, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.